Three city officials traveled to Nemuro, Japan for 3 days, where mayors of both communities signed a joint declaration reaffirming their commitment to friendship and cooperation. Melissa Lunas is the Public and Government Relations Director for the City and Borough of Sitka, and attended the trip alongside Sitka's mayor and municipal administrator. She says the relationship between Sitka and Nemuro began with conversations in 1970 and led to a formalized sister city partnership 5 years later.
There was a City and Borough of Sitka resolution at the time, and it recognized that both cities are located on mountainous islands in the North Pacific, and many citizens were making their living with fishing and seafood-related industries. And it was just a very simple purpose, to promote friendship and understanding between the two communities that were connected by the sea.
Over the past 5 decades, there have been exchanges between the two communities nearly every year, including 20 visits from Nemuro officials and students to Sitka. But a delegation from Sitka hasn't visited the Japanese city since 1990.
In 1980, there was a Baranof bluegrass band, and they went over there. And there's been lots of, you know, student relationships, but also over the decades, cultural visits by Sitka's Newark Angel Dancers. And then again, their East Point Orchestra has come over. And then we've had bluegrass bands come over, students kind of come back and forth over the years as well.
Lunas says much of this ongoing connection between the two cities was made possible by former Sitka resident Atsuo Tsunoda, who's helped coordinate exchanges for decades, interpreted during visits, and mentored students in both communities.
And those exchanges are so important. I feel I joined those activities. I'm so happy to do.
The 81-year-old who currently lives in Tokyo moved from Japan to Sitka in 1978 to work at the now-closed pulp mill. He lived on the island for 22 years and has 2 daughters who graduated from Sitka High School.
I'm kind of in between to coordinating, helping, assisting some way what I can do. And so it's last 46 years I do it. And I enjoyed that.
Tsunoda says as staff have come and gone at both city governments over the years, his continuity has helped maintain and strengthen the sister city relationship.
Those international exchange friendship is so important, I think. So I'm kind of strongly hoped for those relationship continuing in the future too.
During the 50th anniversary visit in October, both cities held a formal ceremony, exchanged gifts, and Tsunoda received recognition from Nemuro for his dedication to keeping the cities connected. Lunas says the visit also included an online exchange between Sitka and Nemuro High School students, a city museum and city hall tour, and a traditional tea ceremony.
So we were just going all day, all night.
At the October 28th Sitka Assembly meeting, Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss said he'd learned a lot on the trip that he thought could be translatable to Sitka. He recalled the group's tour of the Nemuro Fisheries Research Institute, where they're using hatchery technology to raise king crab.
Right now, it involves basically capturing a pregnant female, hatching those eggs, raising them till they're a size where they have some viability out in nature, and pumping them back out. But I think some of their work could be, you know, translated over here on, you know, how can we potentially rebuild some of our king crab populations. They're doing the same with sea urchins. I know we don't need more sea urchins in this area, but it is an important food source for them. So they're looking at repopulating urchins.
Eisenbeiss said, most of all, he wanted to thank the Assembly and Sitkins for sending the delegation to Nemuro, and hoped that Nemuro's delegation would come back to Sitka in the future. In Sitka, I'm Hope McKenney.